Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is May 3rd, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein. I'm here with
Spirit Song.
Once again, co-hosting. She'll be here many more times. She will become a regular fixture with any luck.
Yes.
And tonight we're here for New Earth Support Team. And I'm realizing I need to make one quick little technical thing. We're good there. Okay. So what we do here every Monday night is we help the incoming Aquarian Age. And we get help at the same time. So what's going to happen here, and I'll give a little explanation because I'm sure there's someone here for the first time who needs to know what's this all about. After this little intro, Spirit Song and I are going to call the directions of the mesa we're in front of. And we're going to call in a whole bunch of beautiful divine allies of love and light and benevolent intent. They're all good guys here for the higher cause we're a part of. And then we'll set a sacred container so we're all working in safe, sacred space. After that's done, we're going to call in embodied awakening. So we'll actually summon our higher selves into our human bodies and get as awakened as we can here in the physical. Then we will tell the allies, hey, here we are. We've all wakened ourselves up and we're here to serve. What can we do to help the incoming Aquarian Age, the new golden age, whatever you want to call it, fifth density, fifth dimension, whatever language you want to put on it. We all know what we're talking about. And then we get really passive because at this point, the divine knows what needs to happen and our human selves don't. So what has happened in most of our recent, not all of our recent calls really, is we just relax and each of us receives our individual healings and individual awakenings. And those of us who are capable will be perhaps given some heavy energy to process for the collective. And each person has a different experience. It's uniquely customized for each person. This is true whether you're live or on the recording. And by the time of we get to the end of this, this usually takes about an hour, then we're almost always floating in this really sweet awakened space. Many of us are experiencing blending with the others on the call. Sometimes we're experiencing blending with all these amazing divine beings all around the planet. We may become the planet itself. We might even go further than that. It depends on your consciousness and your ability and what's happening. But the idea is once we get to that, we've done embodied awakening, we relax, and each of us has the amazing experience. But what's consistent about this is that you are almost certainly going to get an individual healing. You're almost certainly going to be taken to a deeper level of awakening. And can have some really awesome experiences. It's a total win-win. We come here with the specific intention. We want to help the Great Awakening. The way the divine chooses to do it is by assisting each of us individually into a deeper healing and awakening, which we are acting as surrogates for the collective. And each one of us who goes a little deeper, that transmits down to the collective and helps everyone else wake up a little bit more. So it's a total win-win-win-win-win-win-win-win.
Absolutely.
Is there anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, just that every time we connect and allow ourselves to be in that divine flow, when we are elevated and when we are rising higher, we are bringing everyone and everything with us because we're all one.
That's right.
We're all connected.
Indra's web, baby.
Absolutely.
And even if you're watching this on the recording afterward, everything we say applies just as much to you through the magic of the Akashic Records. You are participating just as much on the recording as if you're live, even if it's years from the date of the event. It's amazing. Even if you're not a member of Awakening Plus, you are welcome here. And if you really dig what we do, go to awakeningplus.com and check out membership. It's really awesome. And I'll give you a quick note about that at the end. Also, in respect for your time, as soon as the allies have put us back in our bodies and our process is complete, we're going to close the container and say, okay, now if you're in a hurry, you can leave. Or if you want to hang around for a few minutes for feedback, questions, et cetera, you can do that too. So that's how it'll work.
Somebody said hello
to
me.
Hey, Spirit Song! Who was
that from?
I can't tell. Let's see. It's Mark Timothy Morgan.
All right.
Thanks for your greeting.
Hello.
And we should probably check, how's the audio? If it sounds really good, type yes. If not, type no. We'd really be grateful to just, now that we've been talking for several minutes, we should probably check that. That's a yes. Thank you. Awesome. Okay. Shall we?
Shall we?
We shall. Let me just angle my chair a little bit here. That feels better.
Let's do.
Alrighty. So would you like to set a pitch for the directions? Oh, before we go in, one last note to you guys who are listening or watching. We do always make two requests if you're going to be part of this event. The first is that you please do only this. Please do not multitask, because the quality of your consciousness goes into the event, affects everybody else. You'll have a better experience. Everybody else will have a better experience if you're only doing this, please. The other is, if you must leave what we're doing before we close the container, whether you're live or on the recording, please ask the allies to ease you out of the container. They will do so gently. And thus, if you must exit early, you can do that without disrupting the field we're in. So, standard requests. So,
Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocham, Inti, Kui.
Already. Mm-hmm. Would you like to call your allies first, or shall I?
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, as we now call allies and such, your invitation as the watcher of this or listener of this is just to relax, be fully passive. Don't do anything proactively. If you are able to feel energy moving in your body, just feel that as your focus. If you cannot feel that, feel the breath coming and going. But otherwise, please be passive. That will give you the best ease of receiving these energies we're calling it.
One way to think about that, I think, Benjamin, is when we breathe, we don't even have to think about doing it. It just happens. Mm-hmm. It's automatic. And it's that kind of just relaxing into the breath I think you're talking about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
I am that I am.
Mm-hmm. I am that I am.
Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth mm-hmm. density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. We call Amma the hugging mm-hmm. saints. We call ayahuasca, San Pedro, sacred mushroom, grandfather tobacco. We call Quo. Mm-hmm. We call the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. We call Amma Bhagavan. We call Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Saima. We call our elemental allies. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call Apu Asangate, Apu, guardian angel, Apu, Mount Pisgah, Apu, shining rock, Apu, Mount Mitchell, Apu, grandfather mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, panther, owl, eagle, condor, hummingbird, bear, hedgehog. We call the higher selves of Mu, West, Thesa, Deborah, Zachary, Jeremy. Spirit song. Mm-hmm. Please call the allies you were called to call.
And I call to Oya and Oya Sarai, to the lineage of the Pachacuti Mesa, Don Mariano, Donna Maria, to the ancient ones, the grandmothers, the grandfathers. And in this time of spring and everything awakening, I call to the queen bee and her drones, reminding us of the fertility in every strata of the earth. And in our hearts, we are grateful. You hear the singing of the whales and the dolphins. We are grateful for your presence. For all of our guardian angels. We are so grateful. Thank you, thank you. So many more, but that's it for right now.
Well, we'll cover them with the following. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am.
I am that I am.
We are that we are.
We are that we are.
I am that I am.
I am that I am.
Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. There's our container. Feel it? All right. We're in good space. So now we do our embodied awakening invocation. So I'll give a brief explanation of what this is about. As an FYI, if you like this and you're not yet aware of the resource at astroshaman.com, the last word on the menu bar is invocations. Click or tap that. It will take you in and you'll be able to access a free master class that will teach you all about this for free. What we're going to do now is... to do embodied awakening, it's kind of like your body's a car and your ego is going to slide to the passenger seat and your divine is going to drive. However, your ego is still the boss. And if your ego, for any reason, doesn't like the divine's driving, you can slide right back over, take the wheel, and your divine steps out like that instantly. So your ego is safe. There's no risk. If you're not accustomed to this, you can just try it on, see if you like it, and totally reverse it if you don't. The benefits of embodied awakening include a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure so much out in your mind, you know what to do more through intuition. And there's more bliss. So if that sounds like a good idea, then in a moment we're going to call that in. In a moment, I'm going to guide you to repeat some words speaking directly to your higher self. There's only 8 words. And speak them out loud if you can. Do them silently if you must. So we're about to repeat, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Let the words go and now relax into, if you're feeling energy moving in your body, let that be your passive focus, not controlling it, but just noticing what it's doing. If you don't feel energy, then just feel the breath come and go. Let it do what it wants. No breath control. A few tips that will give you the best outcome in this technique. I strongly recommend that you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening while we're in this process. I also recommend that you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Should you become distracted and you notice it, don't fight that distraction. Do not try to change it. Let it be exactly as it is with no resistance. If you resist it, it will persist. Treat it like an uninvited guest. You don't have to pay any more attention to it. You relax back into your chosen focus, whether that is energy or breath. And if that distraction continues in the background, fine. Let it. Let it do its thing. You, with your focus on energy or breath, do your thing. The final instruction is, if you wish to discover what's the least effort needed to feel this, we can play with that now for a moment. The less effort you use that gets the job done, the quicker the invocation can happen. So for just a moment, I invite you to drop your focus and go to zero effort. Please, for a moment, simply exist. Whatever comes up is fine. Just for a moment, be completely passive and just be. Remaining at zero effort, if there is awareness of the previous focus anyway, without even trying, then zero effort is all you need. If you have lost what you were focusing on, then start adding little micro increments of effort and keep adding teensy tiny bits until you're able to perceive your energy awareness or breath awareness again. But stop as soon as you have it. The idea here is to use the absolute minimum effort that gets you that awareness, whether that is zero or just a little bit. So play with that a little, try a little more, a little less, and just you'll find that sweet spot and you'll just kind of settle right into it. So I'm going to be quiet for a moment while you find that minimum effort sweet spot. I feel all kinds of people popping into embodied awakening. That's great. Mm-hmm. All right, so just rest there. There are many people who do this with us regularly, and they're very accustomed to just popping into embodied awakening now. It doesn't have to take any time at all. So if you're already there, then please just stay there and relax, and your presence there will help everyone else get there. And how do you know if you're in embodied awakening? If all of the four things I'm about to name are true at the same time, you are there. So if all this is true, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless, you're there. At that point, you can totally let go and just be and simply be in that lovely state. And again, you serve everyone else on this call by just hanging out there right now, because every person who gets into it makes it that much easier for everyone else to get there. The rising tide lifts all the boats. If you are not yet in embodied awakening, again, resist that temptation to use effort. It will only slow you down. Again, I recommend you stay completely passive. If zero effort is all that's needed to feel either energy or breath, stay at zero. If that's not quite enough, find that absolute minimum effort level that gets you that awareness of energy or breath. Energy if you can feel it, breath if you can't. I feel more and more of us getting there. By the way, as we facilitate this, we feel not only those on the live call, but those who will be doing the recording afterward. So we get the gestalt of all of it. And it's feeling really good. Y'all are doing such a sweet job. There's so many in embodied awakening already. We'll leave just a moment longer. By the way, being in embodied awakening is not mandatory to proceed. It's just optimal. So you will totally be able to do the rest with us, even if you don't quite make it to embodied awakening. And you can be partial. You might notice, well, there's still some mental chatter and some challenging emotion, but it's less than it was. And that's definitely a step in the right direction and awesome. So don't feel like you failed if you don't get all the way in. Even a partial movement in that direction is a great start. And if you choose to practice the tool, it probably won't take you long before you're in full-blown embodied awakening. Okay, I feel the divine activating, so enough of us are there that we're getting rolling. So as we move forward from here, so far Spirit Song and I have been actively setting the stage from our ego directive. At this point, we relax and we become your reporters. We become your empathic tour guides. From this point forward, we're not going to make anything happen. We're just going to report what the divine is doing anyway. Furthermore, some of you will have experiences that are different than what we're describing. If so, please allow your unique experience. The divine beings and your own higher self are now working with you individually and collectively. It's all harmoniously coming together. And please do not use effort to match what we are describing. Allow your process to be what it is. The divine knows what it's doing, and if they're giving you something different, it's for good reason. So now I invite you to relax. Again, if as we move forward, you are aware of energy moving in your body, or you're aware of your consciousness beyond the body, just rest in that awareness. If you are not feeling any of that, then keep resting in breath awareness. But should you then start to become aware of the energy stuff, then just shift your awareness over to the energy awareness. Whatever you're able to do is perfect. Okay, here's, all right. Now I feel the energy quite noticeably. My body's starting to tingle more. The allies are here and they're beginning to work with each one of us. Again, we will report what we're experiencing, which is that the majority are getting. Let your experience be what it is. Divine allies, we are so grateful for this opportunity to serve. We ask that you make use of us to serve the great global spiritual awakening. We ask that each person who's a part of this process only receive that experience that serves their highest good, only that awakening that serves highest good. If they are being used to process heavy energy, only as much as they can handle. And let all of us emerge at the end of this clean as a whistle, with no residue from anything that's happened. And each of us taken to the highest awakening that serves highest good, and receiving the greatest healing that serves highest good, because as we experience over and over again, what happens to us individually is broadcast to the collective and also helps many others. Thank you, allies. This or something better, highest could be done. So at various times I may be expressing something, Spirit Song may be speaking, we'll just work as guided. If there's silences, that's perfect too. Just relax into the silence and let your experience be what it is. This is subtle work. And again, please be passive. Allow the process to run itself, please. You will get the best experience in this style of work by doing that. My awareness of my physical body is slowly transitioning from feeling like solid matter to feeling more like energy. In fact, I just passed the 50% point, and now my body, my actual physical body, feels more like energy than flesh. I'm starting to feel activity in my brain hemispheres. The tingling there is letting me know that they're doing some brain upgrade. I'm getting the sense of being deeply inspected by my higher self and the allies. They're really going deep inside me and saying, okay, where does he need healing? What awakening is he ready for? So if you have a similar feeling of being inspected, it's just your higher self and the allies checking you out to see exactly what would serve you best so that you can serve the collective with your experience. Now my body's starting to shake physically. If you at any point during this process feel your body's vibrating or shaking, I recommend that you allow that. Some people have very strong clearings and they may need to cry or vocalize or move their body in some way. Whatever the body spontaneously feels it wants to do, allow that if possible. There's nothing that says you have to stay stock still while you do this. At the same time, don't be a drama queen for the hell of it. And just let the body move as it organically wishes to. Not because your ego thinks something would be a good idea. I'm entering into some healing energy here. Rest assured that even if it gets intense, it will not become too intense. One beautiful thing about these invocations that we use, they do not allow overwhelm. So even if it gets intense, it's never going to be too intense. No matter what's going on, we recommend that you relax, allow the energy to move itself. And please resist the temptation to jump in with an ego-based solution to whatever is happening. The more passive your ego stays, the more the higher intelligence of the divine can do exactly the right thing for you that your ego in a million years would never know what to do. Trust the divine to take care of this. I'm perceiving someone worrying about doing this right. Your best effort is perfect. There's no expectation that any of us will do any of this perfectly. We just do the best we can. If we lose focus or whatever, we just, oh, I drifted, I gotta come back. Just keep coming back. If something happens, Your best effort is all that anyone, including the divine, expects here.
In this container, is it the intent to stay in the body, or if the body dissolves and there is no sense of physical definition, is that okay?
Oh, totally.
Blend with the oneness, which is what happened for me really quickly.
Yeah, we allow whatever happens. Mm-hmm. What happens in these calls is the awareness goes beyond the body. There is now already a significant blending of our group consciousness at a higher level.
Beautiful.
And even beyond that, there's all the allies around the earth and the earth itself. So we allow whatever happens. And sometimes it's a both and. Mm-hmm. Like right now, I have awareness both of my body and that higher realm we're all blended in. Mm-hmm. And a little bit of the earth and the beings around it. So I'm like in three places at once here. So if you're just totally in one place, that's fine. If you're able to, you know, it's not able to. It's what spontaneously happens for many is they realize, wow, I'm holding attention automatically in more than one place, or my attention is being held. It's more like it. You relax, and when you hit a certain level, just multiple awareness just starts becoming the truth.
Or I feel like I'm everywhere and everything.
Yeah, that's even
and
better.
And nothing, and nothing at the same time.
Awesome. So just allow to happen whatever is happening. Mm. We're in a safe container. Each person will be having the experience that serves them best. Mm.
Mm-hmm. So beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your beautiful question. Mm. Yeah, the dominant vibe now is definitely out of body. The vast majority of my awareness is now in this beautiful blended field. And yet there's a certain density to it. My sense is that some energy to be processed has been brought into our blended field. And the collective consciousness of all of us, and at this moment there's 54 people on the Zoom call and many more coming in later by recording. And it's like many hands make light work, except we got no hands up here. Many consciousnesses make light work. And our combined consciousness is, I can feel it. The heavy energy that was brought up from the planet to be transformed is gradually being transmuted to light. And no one person is doing it. We're all doing it collectively. Mm-hmm. And it's all running on autopilot. None of us has to exert any effort or hold any intention. It's just happening by itself. And that's how things work here in the inner world. In my experience, things just happen. The only thing the human has to do is just allow consciousness to be in the space, and everything else runs itself. When I was first getting into these levels, I would sometimes egoically initiate action, and it would always just mess things up. It took me a while to discover, oh, if I just relax and let things run themselves, things work so much smoother. So I recommend trying that. Just allow. Let things be spontaneously emerging without any ego effort. We serve by being. In this space, the doing is the being. So I'm having one of those both-and experiences right now. A part of me is just blended with the group field, which is getting noticeably more blissful right now. And I also feel that energy throughout my physical body. Both and. I'm not trying to make it happen, it's just happening. Relax and allow your own unique experience to arise. I'm aware of a new subtle energy entering the field, sweeter and higher than what was there before. And it's now filtering through the group blended space. I can also feel it coming into the physical body. It's kind of like really subtle pixie dust. The allies just said something to me they've said many times before on these calls. They said, we so appreciate you all showing up in your live human bodies because there is certain shifts we can only make with the cooperation of live humans in the kind of service state that you're in right now. Thank you for letting us work with your physical forms as well as your spirits for the greater good of the human collective. And the entire Gaia consciousness, which includes the humans. Yeah. New energy coming throughout the body. Relax and just let that beautiful, subtly vibrating energy saturate your body and your consciousness.
And the most powerful thing is the complete release. The affirmative yes, just simply yes to the divine flow. Mm-hmm. The wisdom of the infinite intelligence that we all are. Nothing to do to make it happen. Simply allowing.
That bliss just feels so good. Mm-hmm. And it is so okay to feel and enjoy that bliss. Just relax and just, it's like a hot tub. Really, it's perfectly good to enjoy it. In fact, it's optimal. You're taking pleasure in the energy actually makes it more effective for you and for the collective. Mm. Yeah, I can feel the energy changing ever so subtly. So sweet. Mm-hmm. Just relax, allow the energy to awaken you more deeply. Your awakening helps a lot of other people awaken too. Just allow spirit to move you into the deepest, sweetest consciousness that it can take you to. And again, be fully passive. Let it be done for you. Receive it as a gift. You don't have to do anything to experience this because this is what you've been all along. Mm-hmm. You just forgot, maybe. Now you can relax and remember. Is shifting very slowly and very subtly here in the blended field. It's really lovely. I'm starting to feel increasing physical awareness, which lets us know the divine is starting to ease us back into our physical bodies. And as it does, notice how different your body feels. The vibration might feel completely transformed. You're aware that that body is considered physical matter, but it feels so much like energy. So what the divine is now gradually doing is bringing your consciousness back into the body and bringing this beautiful divine awareness we've been holding into the body and integrating it into your physical structure the best it can. They won't overwhelm you, but they'll get as much of that consciousness in there as serves highest good. And this will give you the chance to make this energy your new normal. To move forward from this point with upgraded awareness, deeper awakening, more divine consciousness as your new daily baseline. and see if your physical body doesn't feel like a both and. Yes, there's awareness of the physical body, and it feels as if that sweet blended space we're in is also right there in your body. Both and. Feel like I'm back, sort of.
Yeah, I'm just feeling that too. A little yawn and a sense of connection with the physical.
You kind of having that both and experience?
Yes.
Me too. All right. Do you feel called to do anything else before we close the sacred container and open up for feedback?
Nothing other than expressing gratitude. Mm-hmm. To you, to our beautiful Pachamama, to our divine allies, and to all of you who are connected to us in this sacred space. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, so we'll go ahead and close the container, mm-hmm. and then we'll open it up for feedback. Mm-hmm. Would you like to set the tone for the directions?
Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kui.
Thank you, allies, for this lovely event. We are so grateful for the many blessings and healings you've bestowed upon us. Thank you for the opportunity to serve the great Aquarian awakening, the great upliftment of humanity to higher consciousness. We are so honored to be able to serve. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Any of you still working with any of these humans who've been part of this event, please remain with them for as long as it serves that human's highest good. Spirit Song and I request that you remain with us always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate? And to whom? 1, 2, 3. Okay, the container is closed. If you are not yet a member of Awakening Plus, you can go to awakeningplus.com and check out the membership. It's $1 for 30 days trial membership. After that, it goes to $19 a month, or if that's more than you can do, just let me know. We'll put you in at $9 a month for exactly the same stuff. So many benefits. We've described it in the emails. Check it out if you're interested. If anyone's interested in working with me at astroshaman.com, I do astrology, shamanic healing, life coaching, and much more. Spirit Song, what's your site?
SpiritsOnTheOasis.com.
And you do astrology and spiritual counseling and quite a bit of other stuff too, right?
Healing work, a process I call the inner journey, using a variety of different modalities, much like you do in your work.
Okay, so SpiritsongOasis.com, check her out too. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's all the announcements. Mm-hmm. So now we will open it up for feedback. Mm-hmm. I'm going to allow people to simply unmute themselves. That's now available. Mm-hmm. So you are all welcome to either, you know, unmute yourself anytime you like, or type in the chat window. We'll read those out as they come in. And we would love any feedback, questions, whatever you've got. Also, if you are pressed for time and need to be elsewhere, the container's closed and you can depart if necessary. And Ken types, thank you, Spirit Song, for bringing your sweet energy to this session. You even shifted Benjamin's energy.
Oh.
Of course you did. That's one reason I'm hanging out with her. Do you want to read the next one?
Thank you. Was absolutely wonderful. Much love and blessings. Who is that from? I can't
L.
read that. Thank you.
E-L-L-E. Thank you, Elle. Appreciate your feedback.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
And if we have a moment when there's no incoming, you know, communication, this energy is still pretty sweet. Feel free to just continue resting in the sweet vibe, and we'll share whatever info comes in, or if someone talks, they can talk. Again, all you have to do if you would like to communicate verbally and you're on the live call, just unmute yourself on Zoom, or if you're on a phone, *6 will unmute you. We'd love to hear your live spoken questions and comments if you're so called.
One of the things that always amazes me in a situation like this is I think of myself as a very relaxed being, very much at peace most of the time. But when we do this, we feel that difference of, you know, flowing in the physical body with divine flow there, but merging completely with others in that same field. And the exponential power that is created through that is so beautiful.
Yeah, in the Law of One, they say that every person added to a group doubles its power. 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256, just like that. So when we get over 50 people on a call, it gets quite potent. And plus all the people from the recording. I noticed that Paula briefly unmuted herself, and then Spirit Song. Paula, you're welcome to speak. Hi.
Yeah, I heard someone speaking, and I realized it was Spirit Song. I was like, oh, they're not saying anything yet. It was really lovely to hear a Spirit Song and get that, like, cooing energy in there. My only observation is that it was sometimes difficult to understand what she was saying. I think because she doesn't speak quite as loudly as you do. But that was because we were, like, blissed out on the other side of the room, so I had to turn it up so I could hear you. Probably not everybody else would have that experience. Oh, but it was nice. I felt waves of energy passing through me. And when you said that about exponential, it made me think of the pH scale being logarithmic. You know, one pH mark is like 10 times greater than like 4 is 10 times as acidic as 5 or something. It's just the exponential logarithmic is part of nature. It's how nature works. I don't know if I'm making sense. But
yeah, it totally does, Paula.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for your beautiful sharing. The floor is open if anyone else would like to share an observation, ask a question, whatever.
Hi, this is Marla.
Hey, Marla. Welcome back.
Thank you. It was very enjoyable, and just I had a lot of really nice body sensations, I would say. Like somewhere between like feeling, it's like I feel heavy, but then I also feel light. It's kind of an interesting, like both and, I guess, is a term that you use that I kind of really understand now. One thing that I notice is, so like when I started joining you like months ago, you know, I was going through cancer treatment and a recovery process, and it was almost like then it was almost easier for me to reach embodied awakening because I was not doing anything except recovering and just like, you know, laying around kind of taking it easy. And now as I'm more recovered and I'm like going back to being active, like I'm kind of slowly starting to go back to work. It's harder for me actually because my mind is now more activated. So tonight I had a real battle between like, like, it's like my mind was just like, oh, you got to do this, you got to do that, you're going to have to do this, and what are you going to do for that? And I was like, hey, we're not doing that right now. Please stop. And trying to allow, but it was like my mental energy kept kind of getting hijacked almost by like anxiety or needing to do things.
Right.
So it was an interesting observation for me over the journey of the last, I don't know, 8 or 9 months I've been here. Mm-hmm. I feel like now it's been a while.
Yeah, I guess that would be kind of the distinction. If you're like on a meditation retreat, it's easier to go deep. But if you have a busy life and you're just sitting down at the end of the day, you know, the mind has been more engaged and it may take a little time to downshift it. I totally get that. All I can say is just you do the best you can. And some nights you might have a chattery mind and some night it might be still. And all the divine ever requests of us is just do the best you can. And if you had a chattery mind, fine. Mm-hmm. You had a chattery mind. Did you end up feeling kind of nice at the end of the experience?
Oh, yeah. Even before the end of the experience, I felt really nice. I mean, this work works really well for me. It's, you know, it always has. Mm-hmm. So even if I have a chattery mind, I end up feeling like a lot of physical bliss. Mm. It's just kind of like an observation. And it is that distinction of like being on a retreat, because I kind of like was on a retreat during all that cancer treatment stuff, which is kind of funny. But so, yeah, just adjusting to all the things. So thank you.
Thanks for the feedback.
Thank you.
Both and chattery mind and bliss. Yay.
As you were talking, Marla, I was seeing a field of flowers and tall grass and wind blowing along and then becoming quiet, the flowers, the grass, everything moving and kind of folding over with the wind and then quiet coming and a quiet state. That's kind of like how it is, I think, even within one session, for a lot of us, there are different stages of what we're feeling, different ways of being. And certainly from one night, one experience to another, it can be completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Paula noted in the chat that our audio level seems like they're changing even as I speak. So if anyone else is noticing the audio being unpredictable and it's getting suddenly louder or softer, even if it doesn't seem my voice maybe over here isn't, I mean, I'm pretty much speaking at the same volume. If anyone else is noticing that, if you'd please put that in the chat, that would be helpful for me to know. Okay. So looks like our Zoom audio, someone else is confirming that. So it looks like our Zoom audio is a little dicey tonight. I apologize. We have no control over that. Our apologies. We're hoping that it's all understandable, even if it's not perfect fidelity.
Yeah, I'm a little farther away from the mic, too, I think. And in that space of getting really deep, sometimes we get really soft, too, kind of in the sweet in-between.
Yeah.
Mm. But I think there has been some variance in the degree of the amplitude of the technical part of it sometimes.
Yeah. Zoom is not a perfect medium.
Pardon?
Yeah, the Zoom gets weird sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I see that Deanna has unmuted. Deanna, hi.
Hi. I noticed as we were just getting started, it was shortly after Spirit Song called in, honey. Honeybee. Mm-hmm. I felt Honeybee come in and I felt it as I was trying to just relax into it. I was almost instantly fading off and then I felt a honeybee on me and stinging my elbow very specifically and then a little bit on the other side, and it was difficult to relax and allow. Huh. And I just wondered if there was anything in particular that you know about honeybee healing versus any other healing.
Well, actually, I said queen bee in this season.
Oh.
Yeah, in the season that we're in, the queen bee and her drones represent fertility. And we are, yeah. But I haven't had experience with stinging of bees or honeybees being different. I think that was your unique experience of a honeybee. But perhaps a little bit of research or sitting with spirit and asking. I'm not familiar with anything in particular about honeybees.
Are you saying, Deanna, you literally got stung by a physical bee?
No, it was energetic, but I physically felt it.
Wow.
Well, and once I identified what it was, then it dissipated. And then right after that, the buzzy energy, the real sweet stuff, started way at the beginning and went all the way through.
Hmm.
And so there, it was definitely a buzzy, and I associated with honeybee. When you said queen bee, my brain went honeybee, and I thought, ooh, create a buzz. Wow. And then I felt that. Wow. I felt the energy, the flowing, the whole time.
Wow. That's beautiful.
So, yeah, it was all energetic, but it was very specific.
Wow.
So I just wasn't sure what that was about.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have never heard of such a thing.
Had not either, and I did get an answer here in the chat that looks like it went directly to me, and it said she wants my attention, the creative side of me, and that would make very good sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So that would make sense. I mean, Queen Bee and her drones... The fertility doesn't necessarily, it's symbolic, it doesn't necessarily mean creating more bees, but there's a, it's like the second chakra with us, the creative flow. It is a time of creation. We see that all around us, flowers blooming, everything coming alive, and that flow of creativity within may be magnified in a way that you can... Really, next time we are together, you may have something to report of how that went
right.
for you. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Well, good. I like that.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Deanna.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that beautiful experience.
Mm-hmm.
Would anyone else like to share?
Hi, I was hoping I could. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fabulous! Okay, I just I really love this collection of beings. I love you guys. I mean, working with you guys is just so awesome. And
thank you.
Like tonight when we were doing it, words kind of fail me. But, I can feel we link, we create some beautiful stuff here and I just really love it. And I'm grateful for every one of you. Kind of love you guys. Just wanted to say that.
Thank you. We really appreciate the feedback.
Thank you.
And don't forget, you're creating it as much as anyone else is. It's all a co-creation.
Mm-hmm.
Once the energy starts flowing, Spirit Song and I are just as much a member of the crowd as anyone else. We're just the ones reporting on what's happening. We don't make it happen any more than anyone else in the group does. Yeah. It's an honor to be part of the crowd at that point. Deanna type, thank you, and I agree. Thank you all, y'all. All y'all.
All y'all. Somebody else from the south here.
Yeah, must be.
I think that is a southern all y'all.
Mm-hmm. That's southern the plural people. Of y'all. All y'all.
Of course.
Because y'all is singular. Everybody knows that. Any other feedback before we wrap it up? Or questions or anything else? Mm-hmm. Jeannie typed a ton of hearts.
Oh,
thank you.
It's so beautiful.
Okay, so once again, if you're not yet a member of Awakening Plus, please check it out, awakeningplus.com. And as members, you get in there and you can get not just these live events, about half of them are members only, and plus you get the archive of over 300 events that carry the full power of the live events. You can hook up with an accountability partner, get into the forum. There's a 16-part invocation masterclass with more courses coming soon. It's a lot of juicy stuff for a super low price. So check it out if you're interested. We'd love to have you in the membership. Are there any last thoughts you want to share, Spirit Song?
Just sending love. Blessings.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So thank you all so much for joining us. It's such an honor to merge with you and serve the great global awakening. Mm-hmm. And thanks for showing up and doing your part. So grateful to all of you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Night.